Live from your neighborhood, it's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Well, I don't think I've had this guy sit in front of me for quite some time, but it's been a little busy for him, to be honest. Senator Ryan Fazio is here, who is also officially the Republican nominee for governor. Republican candidate.
Nominee, either way.
You're like all the things. That's me. Hey, man.
How's it going?
I mean, I think it's better to ask you that. How's life been? It's been quite a whirlwind for you.
It's been very exciting. You know, the support we've received across the state already has been extraordinarily gratifying and very exciting. You know, people are ready for a positive change in this state, and that's what our campaign's all about. We love this state, grew up in this state, born in this state, just want to make it the best possible place in the world to raise a family and retire.
So, obviously, we're going to talk about what you're super focused on right now. The fact, we got to talk about, obviously, what happened at the convention, which was that you are not going to have a primary. Mm-hmm. It was overwhelming support, including even Betsy McCoy saying, hey, anybody who supports me, back Ryan Fazio. I mean, I guess we'll talk about that. I mean, what was that experience like? I would imagine just overwhelming.
It was a very memorable experience, and I think a very positive development for our campaign and our party. There was unity at that convention when going into it, most people, including myself, were unsure that that was going to be the case. I think there's enormous energy from every part of the state to create a positive change, and that's what we felt on the ground. I don't think it was, you know, about me or our campaign. I think it was about the issues and a shared positive vision for the state. So, you know, Amy and I will always, you know, have very, very fond memories of that convention. And I was very gratified that, you know, the supporters of Aaron Stewart, Betsy McCoy and her supporters, you know, unified behind our campaign. And now we're ready to go forward and focus on the general.
So Senator Fazio right now represents Stamford and kind of the surrounding communities here. And I can't even remember when you officially announced that you were running for the Republican nomination.
August of last year.
Yeah, because who's counting? He is. it hasn't even been a full year, but so much has obviously changed, including that you've gone through a legislative session.
Yep.
And I know that there, you know, from both sides of the aisle, there were certainly some wins, but some things that we didn't hit. And I think the thing that you've always been known for, Senator Fazio, at least from a journalistic standpoint, is your effort to try to bring our electric bills down. Not to say that nothing happened, but it was yet another legislative session where public benefits, for example, were not touched. And even an effort by Governor Lamont to try to give a rebate, one-time rebate, it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. You know, what is kind of your take on that?
Yeah, that's the right summary. You know, in 2025, last year, I co-authored legislation that was the first major reform or cut to public benefits in the last 20 years since we've really been paying public benefits. And I was very proud of that. I worked across the aisle to get it done. But it was only a 10% cut to the public benefits into the future. So I want it entirely eliminated. So I still got 90% of the way to go. But unfortunately, this year, there was a bill that was passed, House Bill 5340, which will extend a lot of the public benefits programs and increase them for the future, giving, you know, special subsidies to private corporations, energy producers, that I think should compete freely and I hope succeed in the marketplace. But, you know, someone on a fixed income, a retiree, shouldn't be forced to subsidize the profits of private for-profit energy companies on their own backs, especially when electric rates are so high already in Connecticut. So I think we took one step forward in 2025, but one step backwards in this year in 5340. And that's why I'm running for governor, because we got to take more than just one step forward and certainly no more steps back.
What would you say are some other things you're focused on in your campaign, especially because, quite frankly, you don't have a primary, so you don't really need to necessarily lean into, you know, I would say certain arguments. But what would you say you're most focused on over the next, what, 4 or 5 months?
Cost of living. That's issue 1, 2, and 3 for people in Connecticut. You know, it's important for our leaders to listen. And part of my campaign is just going to new places all across the state and listening to residents. Property taxes are one of the greatest concerns that I hear every single day, no matter where I go. It's a problem in Stamford where property taxes have gone up. It's a huge problem in outside of Fairfield County, maybe bigger than within Fairfield County. And we're going to have a major proposal for sweeping property tax reform that first and foremost will cut hundreds of the state's unfunded mandates on our towns and cities, which are really the cause of Connecticut's property taxes, I think the third highest in the country now. So that's first and foremost. We need steady and predictable funding from the state to the towns for educational cost sharing and so on. We also need to reform the pilot system, payment in lieu of taxes. So some of these big nonprofits that are really corporations are really not forced to pay almost anything on a percentage basis compared to, you know, working class families who are struggling to get by. And we need to reform that system. So, you know, big companies like Yale and Wesleyan with multi-billion dollar endowments are not getting a freebie at the hand of New Haven residents and Middletown residents and other residents across the state. And finally, we need to cap property taxes into the future so they can't be increased more than the rate of inflation or 2%. There are ways to make things better. We don't have to accept the constant spiral upwards of property taxes or any other costs. Part of this campaign is just reminding Connecticut that this state deserves nothing but the best. We're not getting it now, but we can.
So it's interesting. So you, what was the factoid you just said? Third highest taxed state in the country?
Yeah. So according to the Tax Foundation, which is a major think tank, and they rank, you know, and look at different states and their different tax burdens, we both have the third highest tax burden overall for families on a per person basis. We also have the third highest property tax burden in the country on a per person basis, probably after like New Jersey and New York or something like that. I can't remember off the top of my head.
So I bring that up because there's two things, Senator Fazio, that I'm already starting to, in one of the patterns I kind of figured, you know, look, I hate to, you know, be blunt, but we are becoming more of a blue state. I think a lot of that does kind of trickle down from the national story. But I first want to know how you, how do you connect with voters who are more either independent or unaffiliated, even Democratic? Mm-hmm. How do you do that? But the second thing is, how do you, I guess, fight some of the kind of attacks? So this week alone, there was a fact check article that came out. I talked about it on my show briefly. And the third highest taxed state in mm-hmm. the country came up and you were called out. But what it was called out for was, if you compare Connecticut to all other New England states, that is not true. And I said on my show, not to say that I am endorsing one person over another, but you didn't say that. You said in the country, there's a huge difference. But that kind of, you know, fact checking, and this is false, that is what people are reading. Yeah. And they're not going to always do their research. So how do you fight those two narratives? And I guess, you know, like I said, the national story, but also when you have kind of that counterproductive sort of, well, we fact checked him. How do you fight that and still connect with the average voter in Connecticut?
Well, I'm actually going to write a response, specifically a letter to Hearst on that article. The writer is a good guy and I think totally fair. The editors at Hearst have a problem. They're not fair. And their fact checks were just totally wrong. You know, for instance, in my acceptance speech, I talked about the fact that I passed over half a dozen laws that I co-authored or was the sole author of in my 5 years in the Senate. And they were just like, oh, we can't really find it. And we don't really believe that's possible for a Republican in a Democratic majority legislature. But I could tell you all of them. I passed a birth control expansion in 2023. I passed a utilities reform overhaul in 2023. I passed a pro-local control law in 2024, you know, helping people without college degrees get jobs. I passed a law on that in 2024. I passed another energy reform in 2025, protecting taxpayers from out-of-state taxation in 2025. I mean, you know, I just named, they didn't even look for them.
Did they call you?
No, they didn't call me either. So Hearst has a problem, and we're going to hold them, you know, people who aren't fair to account. You know, I'm not afraid of that. But, you know, to your original question, I've been able to win in a state Senate district that, you know, Kamala Harris, for instance, won by 17%, that has thousands of more registered Democrats than Republicans, and I've won it three times. And I do it by, you know, reaching out a hand, by focusing on issues, not on people or politics. You know, you listen, you find out what people care about, and you focus on those issues to try to make people's lives better. And I don't think there's a Democrat or a Republican who wants to pay the third highest property taxes in the country or the second highest electric rates in the country. So there are more ways to bring people together than I think we appreciate from watching politics on TV in this day and age.
Well, Senator Fazio, I want to thank you for, I think this is 3 years in a row that you've now been on the Diner Tour, but this time was very unique because also running as the Republican candidate for governor, and certainly you'll be back on the show. I don't think I'm asking you, I think I'm telling you that you'll be back on the show, as well as Governor Lamont, certainly, and we are obviously watching the primary for the Democratic Party. I did mean to ask you this really quick question because I noticed for the Democratic Party, Representative Josh Elliott, there was an article that came out this week saying that he is still running for state rep as well as obviously governor. And now, of course, he's got to get through the primary. But how does that work with you, with Senator C. Ann running?
You know, I'm a believer that you have to be all in on things. And so I'm all in to run for governor. I've been from the beginning. And so for that reason, I was never going to run for my state Senate seat again. You know, representing this state Senate district's the honor of a lifetime. It's my home district, but you have to give things your all 100%. And I'm all in on governor, and I'm not running for anything else.
Okay. So do we know who is running for your seat?
Yes. Joe Kelly, who's former chairman of the Board of Ed, you know, very well-liked and respected guy in the district. Former chairman of the Board of Ed in Greenwich has, you know, rebuilt the Cardinal Stadium as the Board of Ed chair. You know, just a good guy, well-liked across the aisle in Greenwich. So he'll be great.
All right. Well, I'll have to give him a call. I want to thank you, Senator Fazio, again for coming on the show. And good luck. I'll definitely be talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Melissa.
All right. We are going to be right back with the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour after this.